Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan right now, brought to you by Ford and your North Texas Ford dealers. Ford is the best in Texas. We bring you our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, gentlemen. How's it going?
We're doing good, but probably not as well as you are. Are you in the midst of doing charity stuff?
We are. Our department has the 11 o'clock shift here at the Salvation Army Gift Center, where people drive in and pick up their Christmas gifts that the Salvation Army hands out. And when I showed up, I swear there was a mile worth of cars stacked up. So
wow,
we're about ready to get to work. I usually try to get the shift that picks up the gifts in the house here or in the warehouse and then bring them out to the people that are loading them in the car. Because I can't stand still, right?
Yeah. Well, what does it mean to you personally being able to do stuff like this and then being around so many players or participating in team functions? Where...
Yeah, you know what? This kind of gets me in the Christmas spirit because we're working, right?
Yeah.
And you know, it's almost like I always say, who decided to put Christmas in the middle of the NFL season, right?
Right.
So... But this kind of reminds you of Christmas is coming, although we will get a strong reminder since we're covering a game on Christmas Day. But yeah, this kind of gets it going, and the people are really grateful to be able to pick up their stuff.
Jerry says, this is the life we've chosen.
That's right.
Yeah.
So, this is. Mickey, I'm kind of curious on what you've seen over the games that Revels played. Have you seen growth in that person?
Yeah, I think so. And I also see and get reminded that he's a rookie. I get reminded that he hadn't played a football game since the third week of last season at East Carolina. So it's been a while, but when you see the raw talent, when you see the size, and when you see his athletic ability that he showed when he was in college, you understand why the Cowboys took a chance on a guy coming off with torn ACL. So, yeah, I think that, you know, I would imagine he's got a target on him to earn a starting job next year for sure.
Do you feel like he's the future at that position? I mean, I know that Bland got the big contract, but does it feel like they've kind of put that note on him of like he's the future of what we want here?
Well, I think Bland's still part of the team, right?
Yeah.
I'm not saying he's part of what's now, not just the future.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think from a cornerback position, I think he's a guy. And just think how much he can improve. Instead of spending the off season rehabbing, he'll spend the off season getting stronger, getting more knowledge, actually going to training camp instead of doing a what, 21-day ramp up?
Yeah, right.
Like, okay, big boy, go play, right? I expect big things from him, and I don't think that's too big of an expectation.
Is it the same general thought about Overshown as well? I know he's got a little bit more experience, but I mean in terms of having that full off season, not having to rehab and being able to hit camp ready to go and all of that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, but at least he's played.
He played
into December last year before he tore his ACL. And it takes a while. And, you know, a lot of times, hey, look at Javonte Williams, what he's done 2 years removed from his ACL surgery. So, yeah, not everybody's body heals at the same time or at the same pace, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think that he fits into that category, too, where you spend the off season getting stronger, getting in better condition, not just rehabbing an injury that ends up going step by step by step, and then you get over one hurdle, then you go to the next and the next. I think that that certainly will help him out also.
And, you know, you mentioned Javonte Williams. I know it didn't help with the outcome, but fourth game this season where Javonte has averaged at least 6 yards per carry. And there was one particular carry. He broke it off for 21 yards, but the last 6 yards he got, he essentially like almost drug three Vikings players with him. That level of physicality has been a tremendous asset to the Cowboys, I think.
Yeah, you know what stuck in my mind, though, as long as he holds on to the darn football.
Yeah, that is fair.
Sometimes you got to make a business decision, right?
And, yeah.
You know, you never want to have a guy pull back, right? But sometimes enough is enough, and you got to be careful. And that's happened to not only him, but obviously Jake Ferguson, too, trying to pick up another yard or two. At the expense of possibly losing the football. But yeah, I think he's been a wonderful find. They got more production for the buck that they thought they were spending to sign him. And I think it's been sort of an inspiration to this offense that, and they got to hope that, you know, that shoulder doesn't get in the way of going forward. Otherwise, there's going to be a lot of dependence on Malik Davis, who, think about this, and I didn't mean to shift gears on you, but I was talking to him yesterday, and it's like, so when you were sitting there, no job, were you ever dreaming that you would be the lone running back standing in a game at the end of the season? And he goes, you know, he goes, all I was doing is praying for a chance. Just give me a chance somewhere, somehow. And he goes, and I just was telling myself, you better be ready if that chance comes. And lo and behold, after they cut him, they bring him back. And he was the lone man standing this past week after the shoulder injury with Williams. Now, Williams did come back. And then Lipke, who I'm going to assume is going to be in concussion protocol for the rest of the week.
So we've seen Kenneth Murray and Logan Wilson out on the field, and we were kind of expecting something out of that rotation there. I'm kind of curious, as the rest of this season goes, is there anybody else that they might like to take a look at before this season's over there?
I don't know that anybody else is a true middle linebacker.
Yeah.
I think you got to give Wilson a better chance. Now, he ended up with, if I remember correctly, more snaps than Murray did.
Yeah, it was 28 to 20.
Interesting.
Was it even?
No,
I was thinking one guy got 29 and one got 22, something like that.
What I saw was Wilson had 28 and Murray had 20.
28, okay. Yeah, exactly. I thought you had said 20 and 20. But yeah, I think that, you know, let's see what he's got. You know, going forward, I think that's why, you know, Jerry pointed out this morning, these last three games are important, and he's all about winning, not about worrying about, you know, draft position or anything like that, or experimenting with other young guys. You just got to go out and try to win. 'Cause I think there is a carryover to that, going into the final the next season, even if you're not going to get into the playoffs.
Okay, and I totally understand that. I guess I've always wondered, is there a kind of meet-in-the-middle solution where you said not necessarily experimenting with young guys, but if it's players that you think will be part of your future, I don't necessarily feel like it's irresponsible to give them accelerated playing time.
Well, okay, so think about this. You only got 48 guys can dress, right?
Right.
You don't have a backup at every position. Now, they may list a backup, right? But, I mean, who are you going to sit? Or who's not playing that's already playing? Because if you look at the play-by-play book from this past game, the only guy that had a uniform on that didn't play was Joe Milton.
Oh.
Everybody else did something, even if it was just special teams, right?
Yeah.
So if you start playing maybe some of these guys that are backups and only get 10 snaps or 15 snaps, now you're going to give them 30 or 40. Well, who's going to do their backup job? Your starters?
Right.
Or are you going to just wear those guys out and, they're going to do both? So there's always a little trick there to how to manage snaps when you get in a position like this. And you can't tell guys to go out there and not try, right?
Sure. And I would never advocate that, for sure.
Or not be prepared to play.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I think I would probably fall in line more with run the backups or the younger players out there and just see what they can do.
Well, who out there you think's part of this future that's not getting an opportunity to already play? I know it's an unfair question unless you have a roster in front of you.
Yeah. And it's really interesting to kick it off with, and I know he's not a younger player, but I really would like to see, just to start, Logan Wilson gobble up pretty much all of those Kenneth Murray snaps. Or maybe not all of them, but I want to see like a very defined split of more like 38-10. Or, something along those lines. But I know he is not younger, but that's the first person that jumps to mind. I've got another one that I think you might not love, but I don't hate the idea of trotting out Jaden Blue and seeing what he's got. And if that's somebody who you should even consider going forward, just a couple off the top of my head.
Well, out of necessity, you may have to see him trot out there, right?
Right. That's true.
And I'm with you on Wilson. I think you need a better indication going forward if he's an answer there or if you have a bigger need at middle linebacker. And for things like that, I'm okay with. But I'm not okay with, I was just trying to think of a player off the top of my head who hasn't played much, like Tre'Quez Bridges.
Yeah.
I don't want to see that out.
Yeah,
there.
No.
These other guys that are at cornerback now need to play.
Yeah.
Kalen Carson needs to play. Revel needs to play. Reddie Stewart needs to. And they're already playing, too, by the way.
Do you have any interest or can you give us any update? I just really feel like we haven't particularly talked about Shamar James or Maris Leafau for a while. And Shamar James was one of the early stories of the season in terms of like, man, he just got out there and did the things. Any thoughts on them seeing any more snaps?
I could see James maybe getting some more and figuring out exactly what he is. Is he big enough or have the potential to play in the middle? Or is he just a probably strong side linebacker?
Right.
I could see that. But then are you sitting DeMarvian Overshown?
Yeah,
probably
that
not.
That one is right? Tough. Yeah.
You want to see him play.
I do.
And he needs to since he hadn't played that much. So, yeah, I'm okay with that. And let's see those guys because they are – playing special teams, and if you notice, special teams kind of played better in coverage last week, right?
Yeah, you're right.
I saw an interesting thing, by the way, on that. So they have like special teams walk through and special teams meetings all the time. Well, on the itinerary, they were all highlighted in yellow. There was three of them, and it was almost like all right, here's where these meetings are. These special teams are important, right? And look what happened. You put an emphasis on it, and all of a sudden the coverage teams did a much, much better than they had previously. And even the return teams did a better job, as long as Kevontae Turpin catches the punt and doesn't let it roll to the 2-yard line.
Yeah, man. Yeah, that was.
I mean, it turned into flipping the field position, and it turned into an easy less than half the field touchdown, right?
Yeah. No, you're.
Eventually, anyway.
You're right.
Now, there was somebody in his way, and that was the shame of it, that the gunner didn't get held up, and the guy trying to hold up the gunner was all in his way, and I think he thought there was too much traffic to catch the ball. But nevertheless, you got to get up there and catch that and not let it roll that far.
I'm with you on that. I think we all agree on that. Thank you very much for the time. Thank you for doing good work out in the community. We will talk to you tomorrow.
I'm about ready to start hustling gifts out to the cars.
Stay warm, Mick.
There you go.
All right. See you guys.
Mickey Spagnuolo right here on 105 Through the Fan. I like the way he said start hustling gifts. It makes it seem like it's like for $2.
Yeah.
You can get. I know that's not
He carries two out to the cars, then one over to his car. You know, I'm like, hold on. What's happening here?
I just want to make it clear. I know that it's not what is happening.
Could be.
Alec.
We don't know. We're not there.
Okay. Alec, I wanted to throw this out there. See how much you care. And Corey, see how much you care, because this has caused quite the stir over the hobby in the last 24 hours or so. The parent company of PSA Collectors is buying Beckett.
Ooh. Now, is that good or bad?
It's interesting.
Will Beckett continue to have their own, is it BGS?
Yes. So they say.
Okay.
But remember when Mark Aguirre's jersey.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jersey was announced that it was getting retired, right?
Yeah.
What did you say at the time? What was the reason for the timing of it?
Marketing. It was a ploy.
Yeah, and kind of
steer away from the whole Nico thing.
Exactly.
And bring light to nostalgia.
So what has been an issue with PSA over the last couple of weeks? There have been all kinds of accusations that PSA themselves have been switching out cards and manipulating for their own auction purposes.
Now, like what happened with Mike?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, except with less thievery and just more like kind of switcheroo,
gotcha,
you know, kind of three-card money sort of thing. Because people are like, hold on, my initial grade I saw when I looked at the serial number was a 10, and now I got back a 9, and then the database has gotten changed. Now, I realize to give fair attention to both sides, there are numerous people out there who are saying, why in the blue hell would a multi-million, potentially billion-dollar company be trying to pick up $15,000 here and there.
Right,
so
yeah.
I will say from a logic standpoint,
they're trying to hustle presents from kids.
Yeah, okay. I don't want to throw that in there. But the other thing that people have an issue with is last year, collectors picked up SGC, which is now kind of transitioned into more of a niche grading company. And that was probably PSA's biggest competition. And now they're picking up Beckett, and they say it's going to be independent. But Alec, it feels like, hey, look over here, not at this other thing that is going on. But also, what happens if our parent company just buys all our competition?
It's definitely a distraction because BGS hasn't been relevant for a while.
Yeah, that's true.
And
even though they have the coolest slabs.
They do. I think they have the nicest looking slabs, and that's why I've gotten all of my cards graded recently through them, specifically because I think it's the best presentation, and I like the subgrades and everything. I like that, but they haven't been relevant, so it's confusing just from a business standpoint of, okay, very relevant company picks up very irrelevant company.
Yeah.
Why? Well, the reason is because exactly what you said. It's, hey, look over here. I'm going to dangle this in front of you so you forget about all the other baggage that's right behind me. So it's disappointing, if we're being honest.
Yeah. And just, I don't know. Like, there's been a lot. And the idea that the gold standard of grading, there's already accusations that PSA does counting control, I guess, or product control in terms of, yeah, that's a really nice Jordan rookie, but we already have too many 8, 9s, and 10s out there, so you get a 7. That has been an accusation for a long time, but you can never tell if that's on the level or just people who are mad that their card got a 7 instead of an 8. But there have been lots of accusations against PSA, and now if they start buying up all their competition, and if there's even a whiff of controversy, which there is, that they might be switching out cards, that would be disastrous.
Disastrous!
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for AM on the FM.
We got the question of the day, a high school football shout-out, and why I can never hate Taylor Swift. Next on The Fan.
Please, do not push the button. You have no idea of what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful. One for Alec, 0 for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Don't you dare do it. It is time for AM on the FM. My name is Alec Medford, the man that they call the Pride of Mansfield, Texas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sandwich.
877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. To answer today's question of the day, I do want to give a high school football shout out because there's some insane numbers coming from a specific running back. And the reason why I can never truly hate Taylor Swift.
Oh.
We will get to all of that here in just a moment. Also, before we stop down on the question of the day, I do have to take a little bit of aim here at the Fan After Dark boys.
Oh no.
Fred and Blake, because they were on Before Dark over the weekend on Saturday, and I tuned in, I was listening, and I heard one Blake Elliott just absolutely destroy the city of Mansfield.
Oh.
Because of a football stadium out there that he was recently at, and Fred Davis stood up for me and the city, so I want to thank Fred for that, because it's a lovely city. It's where I grew up. It's always special in my heart, and it's a beautiful city, and both of our football stadiums are great. I don't want to hear anything about it, Blake. At least you showed up to that.
Wow! That's
impressive.
Co-sign that part.
That's impressive. But Fred, thank you for standing up for me. And Blake, if you're going to joke about the height, it's 5'7" next time. 5'7". Remember that. I got the driver's license. I'll send you a picture, buddy. I got your number still.
Do they? I swear, this is a real question.
He just buddied you.
Do they check your height at the DMV?
So a lot of them don't. I went to the one in Waxahachie when I turned 18 to get my like official license, right? And the lady had like almost like at the doctor's, the sliding scale thing where they took my weight and they put the little leveler down on top of my head. Whoa. And she was like, oh, 5'7". Okay. I was like, oh, so I couldn't lie on it. Thanks.
Yeah.
You know, I was going to put 5'8", even though that's not even remotely close. But she stopped me from doing that. And I was kind of impressed. I was like, I feel like everybody, every DMV should do this.
Yeah.
Because there's plenty of people. I know tons of people that lie. They'll add an extra inch on
like
their
Colby.
Height. Yep. Just to try to help the ego a little bit. Not me. I'm an honest man. But
I love you, Colby.
We go to the National Day calendar, gentlemen.
Tell me.
We got some good ones. It's Day of Reconciliation. So if you need to reconcile with somebody or something, go for it.
Do you guys need to reconcile with anybody? I'm trying to think.
I don't think I do.
Okay.
I think I'm good where I'm at.
I reconciled with somebody at Sandlot's charity.
That's nice.
Sweet for a cause.
I knew that.
Got that reconciled taken
That's
care of now.
Lovely.
Told them what I wanted to say and then worked things out.
That's nice.
I like it.
In the spirit of charity. Look at that. It is also National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Oh.
Which that was going to be the question of the day.
Anything?
Yeah, National Chocolate Covered Anything Day.
Anything.
What would you cover in chocolate?
Peanuts.
That's a great answer.
Chocolate covered peanuts are delicious.
That is not the question of the day, though, Majors.
Mm.
What were you really thinking? Text me that. But it is National Stupid Toy Day.
Oh, yes.
Stupid Toy Day. So I'm gonna let you choose your own path here. 877-881-1053. Either the stupidest toy that you owned as a kid, or for the parents out there, what's the stupidest toy that you've bought for your child? 877-881-1053. And I'm going to bat lead off here because there's a item that I fell for as part of the As Seen on TV wave of the like late 2000s, early 2010s, the Fushigi. That is the dumbest invention in human history.
Is that the electronic pet?
No.
What is, I don't know if I know that.
It is literally just a steel sphere that they like coated in a see-through plastic. And the dude on the commercial was just a wizard at manipulating his joints and stuff to make it look like the ball defies gravity or something. And I wanted that thing so bad that I kept on anytime when I wrote a letter to Santa, Fushigi, nothing else. I don't want anything else. Tolo Stetson, you know from the nosebleed seats days when I produced. This is one of the dumbest inventions ever, and I fell for it. I received it for Christmas from Santa Claus when I was, I don't know, maybe like 9 or 10 years old, and I realized it is just a metal ball that I made Santa go and cough up $40 for or whatever. It is the dumbest invention in history, and it worked, and I hate that I fell for it.
Man. As soon as I looked it up, I definitely remember that guy in that commercial.
So stupid.
He can manipulate gravity and everything like that.
It's like a magic ball. No, it's not. It's just a ball.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is a good answer. A lot of people saying the electronic pets. I never...
Dumb.
Tamagotchi. I never did one of those.
But if you could keep it alive, you prove that you could raise a child.
Okay. Huh. All right. You know, the one I always thought about was the Furby, because I thought it was eventually going to kill us all, because you would see the Furby, and if you had another Furby, they would walk up to each other and be like, blip, 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 ha, ha, ha. And I was like, they're plotting to destroy us, and I don't understand their language.
Adrian's dad had one, and it was in their hallway.
Really?
Yeah, he's a toy collector. And like, dude, really awesome toys. And that just, you know, because it was hot at the time.
Yeah.
So it was in their hallway and it would talk if people walked by it because it had one of those sensors on it.
Yeah.
It would randomly start talking. Adrian and I would be in her room watching TV with the door open, of course. Mm-hmm. And out of nowhere, this thing would just start going, and we would be like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
And I'm like Kevin. I thought it was going to murder us in her sleep. Because I couldn't sleep there. It was her parents' house. We were in high school.
That's good. The one I think was really stupid, and I might be dating myself.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Too much here is the chattering teeth.
Oh,
you know, like you do the wind-up and like...
Yep.
And then what?
Yeah. Anytime I went to Party City, I would wind up all of them that I could find and just walk away.
Now, on the flip side, could I watch that flipping dog until the end of time when it goes... and then it does a backflip. I thought that thing was awesome, but the chattering teeth I thought were stupid.
I like this from the 858. The Razor scooter is the dumbest toy ever. All the pros made me think I could do a tailspin. Instead, my shins still hate me.
See?
Yeah, you could cut your shins open.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of, or that's the effectiveness of advertising, right? Is you don't see some person stumbling and bumbling and be like, this is going to be you on Christmas Day.
Yeah, every single time. That thing would spin around and just try and cut me in half.
Yes.
Oh, that's aggressive. That was me with the Ripstick, if y'all know what that is.
Mm-hmm.
The
mm-hmm.
little two-wheeled, like, two separate platforms. Yes, and everybody, the way they would just walk up to it, step on, and they just start gliding.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, that looks easy. I finally get my hands on one and immediately bust my head open. Like, what is going on here? They make it look so easy.
I've never understood the rubber chicken. I just don't get the allure of a like the whoopee cushion. Brilliant.
Okay.
The rubber chicken. It makes a noise. I don't like it.
Yeah.
It's irritating. But did you ever see Pop the Pig?
No.
Yes.
I'm gonna go look this up now.
It's a game where it's some chef pig. All right, and he's got a balloon in his stomach, and you just keep putting food in it or whatever.
That looks kind of fun.
Until it pops. That's it. That's it.
It looks kind of
no
fun.
There's no point to the game.
I don't understand it. I never did.
Oh, man, they got videos of this.
There
now.
Was also one that it was like there's poop involved or something, too.
What?
Huh. Yeah.
Oh, what about the cymbal clanging monkey?
Yes.
I have respect for that now because I watched the horror movie Monkey, and he goes around and kills people.
Good?
I actually thought it was good.
All right.
And so I have respect for that. Somebody brought up that they had a Furby with no batteries and it still talked. Nope.
Yeah.
Get that thing the hell out of here.
Yeah. Yeah. Huh. and then you throw it out, and it comes back in.
Yeah, then you need to move.
See, that's terrifying. Like the other day when I was doing yard work, I took the battery off the leaf blower, and I accidentally pulled the trigger, and for like a half second, it pushed out air. And I was like, this is not normal. And I was like, I'm going back inside. I don't trust this.
Somebody said stretch Armstrong because it breaks. I had a friend who had a stretch Armstrong who like cut it open because he wanted to see what was inside of it. Very strange.
What about the singing bass? It had two songs.
Oh, yeah.
Break out the papers and the trash. That one. And then his, Don't Worry, Be Happy. And that was pretty much it. And it was awesome. And everybody wanted one.
Did it say take out the papers and the trash or take out the papers and the bass? Because, like, did it incorporate fish things into the songs?
I don't know.
Because then I'm in. Yeah, fish things. Oh, man, this is a good answer.
And then it came back to the hook always.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. See, he gets it from the 972 Pogs. Pogs were dumb.
It was a dumb game. But basically,
you shut up, Alec. Not that kind of Pog.
I didn't say anything.
You took a thumper or whatever, and you threw it down and tried to, whatever you knocked over, you got to collect out of the cylindrical stack.
Yeah.
You got to keep those.
And thumper could work for both.
The taller the stack, the better it was.
Yeah. Ooh.
And you were trying to take those from your friend. And what ended up happening? You lose your favorite one every time.
Yeah. Like, and I thought they did a good job marketing that. They're like, get all these awesome Pogs. And then the next week, you'd be like, you're a loser if you don't have these. And I'm like, oh, man, I bought all these other ones. And, yeah.
Well, this blew up the text line. I appreciate that. 877-881-1053 for National Stupid Toy Day, the most stupid toy that you've ever owned or bought.
Crossfire! How stupid was that game? Made you think that you were going to launch your friend into space once you took him out. And all it was that marble would just shoot off the thing every time. You'd be like, oh, this is dumb.
I do remember that.
Real quick, before I talk about Taylor Swift, of all things, I do want to shout out Sarod Baker, the running back for DeSoto. In 5 playoff games, this stat line is incredible. Keep in mind, just playoff games, 135 carries for 1,503 yards, 19 touchdowns. On average, that's 27 carries for 300 yards per game and 3.8 touchdowns
per game. Holy moly. 3.8 touchdowns per game.
He's having an absolute postseason. And the most recent win over South Lake Carroll, 38 carries, 366 yards, 3 touchdowns.
Man,
so Sarod Baker, man, putting up one of the most impressive postseason runs I've ever seen.
Good.
And then the reason I can never hate Taylor Swift.
That's what people say.
I know that you're annoyed of seeing her and hearing her on national football telecasts.
Nah, I like her.
I don't care. I never did. But over the past 2 years, as her Eras Tour has now completed, Taylor Swift gave out $197 million in bonuses to everyone that worked on her tour.
$100,000 to all the truck drivers for moving their stuff around as bonuses. That's including their salary.
Yeah.
All our backup dancers.
Even if it wasn't including their salary.
The production crew, the grips, whatever it was, they all got cash.
Instrument techs, merch teams, lighting, sound, production, staff. Carpenters for the stage design, dancers, band, security, choreographers, pyrotechnics, hair and makeup, wardrobe, physical therapists that have to help all of the people on stage.
Dude, and she handwrote letters to every single one of the people she gave bonuses to.
That's nice.
And then on top of it, Kevin, put the little wax with the little wax stamp on it.
Cool.
That makes it official.
Hey, if you're ever thinking about what would be a Christmas present that Kevin would enjoy, write me a letter that has your official seal on it. Like, because I just think that is the most boss thing in the world.
It really is.
Wow, that is insane. Good for her.
Yeah, the second episode of this documentary from the Eras Tour, Lucy and I were watching it yesterday, and I was like, dude, she just seems so genuinely nice.
Yeah.
And I don't understand, but, you know.
What do you mean you don't understand why she's nice?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's the point? It doesn't get you anywhere.
What's your deal?
I mean, isn't that what you take from that? It feels like it's gotten her really far.
Yeah, but being mean can get you far, too, so.
That is fair. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I feel like you just broke down the whole conundrum of Star Wars, right? Coming up next.
I am your daddy.
It's not what he says.
Oh, really?
It's time for Gridiron Gravy. Is this standout wideout still underappreciated? Next on The Fan.
From the 17, here's Goff in prime real estate going deep. And it's touchdown. I'm in Ross St. Brown of the Lions. Strike first.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 Through the Fan right now, powered by Men's Tea Clinic. It's time to go around the entire NFL and dip into some gridiron gravy.
Dip it and rip it.
Now, I want to start with this. I know he's an excellent player, but do you ever feel like Amon-Ra St. Brown is underappreciated? He just had his fourth straight season with 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
He has 93 catches this year. He's the first player in NFL history with at least 90 catches in each of his first five career seasons. And he's been first-team All-Pro the past two seasons. But it feels like his name is not always or frequently included in the conversations with your Jeffersons and Chases and whatnot.
Yeah, Choppy called him a possession receiver. And he does have, you know, lots of targets, lots of catches.
He does.
There's a lot of stuff that he does underneath that turns into big plays. He gets a lot of looks. I mean, a ton of looks, which is great for fantasy. I think a lot of fantasy owners kind of wanted to keep it under wraps.
Yeah.
I've benefited fantastically from him this year, though.
So you understand the question.
I do. And the, you know, interestingly, Kevin, I think it was a couple years ago, Reggie and Mike said that he wasn't in that category.
Yeah.
And I was like, dude, y'all need to take another look at him. And quite honestly, he had not made it there yet. Because it was like, I think when they said that, he was like 2 years in.
Yeah.
And he was just kind of stepping into the role. Now, like, oh no, this is consistency. Over and over, he's a reliable target. Don't even think about leaving out how he does blocking.
Right.
He is such an effective blocker that they do things with him, moving him closer to the line. That's how he got hurt in the game against on Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
He was blocking downfield and got rolled up on from behind. So I do think he is underappreciated. His toughness, I mean, you saw what he did. Who said that he was out there doing kicks like a rocket?
Yeah, he was on a game that he's like, well, I don't know. He didn't practice all week. He's fine.
Yeah, no, he's, you know, I loved when I watched receiver. He was one of the guys that I really enjoyed watching because his backstory with his family. So yeah, dude's tough. He's he grabs the ball and he can absolutely burn too.
All right, let's talk about, well, I guess the opposite of burn, because it was freezing last night. Go ahead and give me cut number six, if you will, and we'll talk some Monday Night Football.
Rodgers may be seeing a blitz. Here they come. They rush five. There's the snap. Line drive down the middle. Back pedaling catch made at the 15. Metcalf breaks a tackle at the 10. The 5. Touchdown, Pittsburgh. Metcalf throwing bodies aside like the rag dolls to break tackles and get a 28-yard touchdown reception from Aaron Rodgers on 3rd and 12.
Now, the Steelers win 28-15. The Dolphins pretended like they wanted to make this game interesting in the fourth quarter. But here's a variety of things for you coming out of that game. The Dolphins have now lost 13 straight games, including in the playoffs, when the temperature at kickoff is below 40. So I'm not in it. The temperature kickoff there was in the teens. I'm not even saying it needs to be 25 degrees. Below 40, they've lost 13 in a row.
Yeah, because, Kevin, it's warm in Miami.
That is true.
And
it's never been disputed.
You can't really simulate. I love it. It's one of my favorites. If you don't know what that's from, Alec, The Sopranos, this moment when Polly says, "Hell's hot." That's never been disputed. And he points with his pinky, you know, the way that he always points. So it's very difficult to simulate that. And that lifestyle, you go up there, you start dreading it mentally.
Right.
I think there was one year McDaniels was like, "Hey, I'm gonna turn the AC on in this thing and try and freeze us out during practices and stuff like that." Didn't work. It is a difficult climate to go play in when you're not used to it at all.
So I want to stick with the Dolphins for just one second. Do you think the Dolphins go under the radar in terms of being a trash franchise? This is a team and a franchise that hasn't won a playoff game in 25 years. Do you realize that? A playoff game in 25 years. How do they always seem to skirt the Jets, Dolphins, or the Jets, Browns, whatever? Even the Cowboys sometimes get thrown in that category. It's amazing to me that the Dolphins don't get thrown in that category.
Since 2005, they've had 4 double-digit winning seasons.
Oof.
You have 17 games now.
Double oof.
And they can't get to... They were 11-6, McDaniel's second year, and they've fallen off since then. They really have not had a great quarterback since Marino, you know, and that's on them.
Sure.
Yeah, I think you're right about that, dude. They have not put themselves in a good position consistently, and we don't talk. Why do we not talk about it? Is it because it's Miami?
I don't know.
Or because everybody's so enamored with Buffalo and New England that you just kind of forget about them altogether, and you're like, they exist also.
That could be. Now, on the flip side, Steelers have put themselves in a great position. This is their 23rd straight home win on Monday Night Football. They have not lost a home Monday Night Football game since 1991.
Wow.
And think about this. Now, the Steelers, they can lose their next 2 games. And if they win against the Ravens, they're the division champs.
If the Ravens
win last week.
If the Ravens win out,
yep,
they win the division, which you've been predicting all year. Which one do you want to happen now?
I definitely want to see the Ravens in the playoffs more than I want to see the Steelers.
Do you hate Aaron Rodgers?
I don't hate Aaron Rodgers. I'm not a huge fan.
Mike Tomlin?
I like Mike Tomlin, but I
love
like
Jalen Warren?
Lamar Jackson.
I'm a huge Steelers fan.
You're just fighting against that, aren't you?
Had to know that was going to be.
Yeah, you're really fighting against it still. It's interesting.
All right, 2 different teams, 2 different directions. Joe Burrow is going to start the final 3 games for the Bengals. Their coach said, we want to win these games. And on the flip side, the Commanders have decided to shut down Jaden Daniels for the final 3 games, and they're going to turn it over to Marcus Mariota. Obviously, that will impact the Cowboys, who they play on Christmas Day.
All right, Christmas Day game. Let's go.
Man, that game feels like that has lost so much steam.
Thanksgiving had a lot of hype going into it. Obviously, it was the Chiefs, too.
And it's more established, I feel like, as part of people's holiday traditions.
Yeah, I'm always fascinated because I lose track that the game happens.
Yeah.
A lot of times whenever Christmas Day is rolling around. Now, it's a big deal. But hold on. That's a quick turnaround game, too.
Yes, it is.
Nobody's making that big of a deal about this one, though.
By the way, that's a noon game, too.
Yeah.
So that is
nobody's making that big of a deal about this.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
No, you're right. All right. History being made with the elimination of the Kansas City Chiefs prior to the playoffs. This will be the first postseason since 1998 that doesn't have Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, or Patrick Mahomes in it. 27 years.
Wow.
Since one of those 3 quarterbacks was in the playoffs.
I mean, just, and it kind of shows the dominance of a quarterback when a quarterback is that dominant.
For sure.
How, you know, what they can accomplish over that amount of time. They keep other people down.
And this might be a question for another day, but I wonder how many people out there think that you're moving into like the Knicks and May era.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
But last year we thought we were moving into the Jaden Daniels era.
That is a fair-ass point. And before that, C.J. Stroud.
The Jackson Dart era is on its way. There's a lot of players that are... I know Jackson Dart has to go out and like his team has to be successful.
Right.
But if like that's another iteration of young quarterback that you can get excited about. And did you... Was it Fox? I think it was Fox. They had the waiting list intro for the... Like, now that... It looks like Patrick Mahomes is done. here's the list of all these guys that have been waiting for their opportunity.
Yeah.
And it just keeps growing, and it's quite fascinating.
That is
number 15. Yeah,
that is fascinating. I agree with that. By the way, Noah Brown did get put on injured reserve for the Commanders. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for our Stars and Mavericks Super Segment. Next on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.